I invite you now to close your eyes if you haven't already done so. Take a deep, healing breath, breathing into the sacred, infinite presence within. Hold your breath for a few seconds, feeling spirit move gently through you now. And as you breathe out, just release any tension in your mind or your body. And as tension melts away, let go of any thought of circumstance that you are willing, allowing to keep you from realizing the truth of your being. Let go of any of the barriers. And as you exhale, release yourself from clutches of worry, doubt, and fear. Be aware as you feel your feet on the ground, be aware that you are truly resting on holy ground. One more final deep breath, breathing in and then breathing out, and knowing that your sole purpose at this moment is to experience God and know that we are all immersed now and always in the Holy Spirit of light, love, and peace. In this consciousness, I'd like to invite you to imagine yourself in the courtyard that day, standing beside Jesus as he enters and sees and hears all the chaos, the buying and the selling, the sound of coins clinking together, and the sound of the animals awaiting their fate. We know about chaos, we experience it in our outer lives. But Jesus takes one look at the situation and knows that what he is observing is not aligned with the truth, is not aligned with the truth of what the temple was about, is not aligned with the truth of the people's being. And so you stand by Jesus and you watch him overturning the tables of the money changers and driving them out of the temple. You watch him following and living from the truth he knows. And as you do, you realize in the deepest part of your being that Jesus is inviting you to do exactly the same. He is inviting you to turn the tables of your consciousness, to search your soul that places anywhere that has placed a limit on the love and magnificence of God. He is inviting you to know the truth that God is everywhere present, and absolute good, absolute peace, absolute harmony, absolute joy. And you hear Jesus say, "Is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all situations?" And when you hear those words, you know what true prayer is. True prayer is centering our attention on the truth of spirit and aligning our own selves with spirit's being. God's presence is constant. God's truth is not never ending. God's love is absolutely unconditional. God's supply is inexhaustible. God is perfect love and perfect power. And God's will for you is only ever unfolding good. And so, as we release any shred of thinking, certainly release any shred that you might have that you might be unworthy of God's love and supply. Turn the tables on that also. You are, now and always, an individualized expression of God, created in God's image and likeness. All the qualities are yours. All the divine qualities are your divine inheritance. Accept your magnificence. Accept it now. Your purpose on this earth is to express all those qualities: life, love, peace, wholeness, harmony, intelligence, freedom, abundance, and power. You are here to let your light shine. You are here to live your truth. Truth is always that which is divinely right and good, and within you lives that Spirit of truth. And so just know that your life's purpose is the same as the one stated by our wayshower, Jesus, as he stood before Pontius Pilate. For this I was born, and for this I came to the world, to testify to the truth. And so, dear God, sweet Spirit, help each one of us to stay true to who and what we are. Guide us in turning the tables on anything false. Guide us in bearing witness to what is spiritually true and in living from that truth. And so it is, and so we joyfully and gratefully accept its being. In the name and through the power of the eternal Christ, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. And let us now complete our time of prayer and meditation by prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. This day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power.